it might not blow, it might squirt, you see. If the water went out, it'd be a squirt instead of blow, I guess. Of course, the air part would be the blow. The water part would be the squirt, I guess. And that powdery stuff, I don't know what that
would be. Sort of a rolling fountain.
Yeah, that's ready to come out there.
Oh dear. Oh, what did you call a thing that you'd use to plug a jug or a bottle or something?
Cork.
Like that? And what if this was a bottle of bleach?
Well.
Or bluing.
Yeah. Well, I believe we used the cork and the bluing.
If you had a rubber one and a bottle of bleach, would that?
Yeah, rubber would be better. The bleach might eat the cork, mm-hmm. but the rubber stopper would be better.
And if you wanted to fill a bottle or a jug or something, what would you put in the neck before?
Funnel.
Gee, all these years I've gotten along without a funnel. All the crazy things. You fiddle around. Mm-hmm. I finally got myself together and went down and bought one the other day. A little 20-cent funnel. Did you ever have one of those instruments that you put up your mouth and you blew and you sucked on and made music?
No, never had one.
Were they at all common when you were a boy?
Well, a French harp, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had one, but I never could play. Oh, yeah, that used to be the main instrument, you know.
How about that one that you put between your lips and fit against your teeth and then hit
it? Yeah, that was a juice harp.
Yeah?
Yeah. I used to have one, but couldn't play it.
I don't know anybody who can play one of those. I bought one a couple of years ago. I thought that I'd recapture my boyhood, all that sort of thing, but I still can't work one.
I've heard some of them make a tune on them. They do it with the way they make their mouth go in mm-hmm. and out, you know. But I never could play one.
I can get about two notes and then my lips get sore.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen one of those.
I found one in Oklahoma City. I've been looking for one. I want one for the girls.
Yeah.
So I got them. I think I bought each of them one. Oh, they hate them. Hurt their lips.
Yeah. Yeah, the pinch if you know what.
Well, what do you call the thing that comes out in front when you have a two-horse wagon?
Tongue.
And if you have a buggy, a one-horse buggy?
Chaise.
And if you're going to tell somebody or ask somebody to get the horses ready and then attach them to the wagon, what do you tell him to do?
Well, I heard one fellow say gear them up, but it's usually hitch them up.
Hitch them up, huh? That means put the harness on them?
Yeah. Well, you'd say harness up to put the harness on them, but to hitch them up would be to tie the horse and harness to the vehicle.
And how about collars? Would you just use any collar on any horse? Or?
No, you have a special collar to fit the special horse because they've got to be sized as they should be, you know. Of course, the lighter the work, the lighter the collar. A buggy collar would be fairly light, where your work collars are heavier for the load.
Mm-hmm. Did you have these fit or have them fitted or something when you?
Well, you'd fit them. You'd buy them to fit your horse. That is, you usually know or measure your horse and go to town buy a collar to fit.
Uh-huh.
Then there was what they call a breast strap to use on driving horses instead of a collar, which is where there wasn't much of a load, you know, just instead of going around their necks, when you just went across the lower part of their breast with a thing up over the top.
Did you have anything special on a buggy to make the horses go faster?
A whip, you mean? Yeah, so it's a place for a buggy whip.
Did you tell them anything if you wanted them to go faster?